Hello, I'm Roger Hawk from Movie Life Principles with another great message for you today. Okay, this is the last podcast in this series. I hope that you've enjoyed the previous podcasts and that your participation and hard work has paid off already. This time, let's find out more about the life principle, like yourself and be confident. For a change, my message has only one section, the movie scenes. You can purchase and download sections 2 and 3, where I describe the life principle behind the movie and your next steps from the website movielifeprinciples.com. Section 1, the movie scenes. First, let's have a look at the scenes where Phil obviously displays low self-esteem. Phil and his fellow news presenter Nan have just finished the news show. It's February the 1st and Phil has to leave for Punxsutawney soon. Still standing in the studio, Phil puts his coat on. Meanwhile, Rita practices a weather forecast on the other side of the studio, just for fun. Phil's deputy, Henry, suggests that they should stay another day in Punxsutawney. He says that Rita would like to get some more footage of the festivities, the people, the fun, the excitement. He talks some more about Rita and how they'd have fun together. Phil turns his eyes to Rita, who is still practicing the weather forecast. He has that wishful, sad expression in his eyes, as though he was thinking, "I wish we were together. I believe I could really be happy with her. But I don't deserve someone like her. Just forget it." So he leaves the studio saying that Rita is fun, but not his kind of fun. Another scene. Phil and Rita share a great day together and they retire to Phil's room. They kiss, but Phil comes on too heavy, too soon. Rita feels rushed and uncomfortable and wants to leave. Phil says that he loves her, hoping that she won't leave. But Rita mistrusts him and thinks he's only saying he loves her so she'll stay. She thinks that the whole day was a setup and that she could never love someone like Phil because he only loves himself. Phil's reply is a bit surprising. He replies that this is not true and that he doesn't even like himself. Towards the end of the movie, Phil and Rita spend another happy day together. They retire to Phil's room and after a while, Rita dozes off. Knowing she can't hear him, Phil says to her, quote, "What I wanted to say was, I think you're the kindest, sweetest, prettiest person I've ever met in my life. I've never seen anyone that's nicer to people than you are. The first time I saw you, something happened to me. I never told you, but I knew that I wanted to hold you as hard as I could. I don't deserve someone like you, but if I ever could, I swear, I would love you for the rest of my life." Now, how about those scenes where Phil feels confident and secure? Let's see. Phil gives a wonderful speech about Groundhog Day at Gobbler's Knob. He's surrounded by a crowd of spectators who listen intently to what he's saying. Having finished his report, it's Rita who asks him if he wants to have a cup of coffee. Remember when it was Phil who always invited her? In the evening, he performs a few songs at the piano on stage at the Groundhog Day party, and he looks like a superstar. When Phil comes off stage, he's beaming with joy, he's at ease, and welcomes Rita with a kiss on her cheeks. It seems as if it was the obvious thing to do, and natural too. Phil then leads Rita to dance. He doesn't even bother to ask her. Later on at the bachelor auction, Rita pays $339.88 for an evening with Phil. Outside, Phil makes a beautiful ice sculpture of Rita's head, and she says, I think you're a bargain. Phil's reply shows his new self-confidence. It's sweet of you to say. You're probably right. So, that's it for today. If you'd like more on this topic, please visit movielifeprinciples.com and get your copy of our Groundhog Day workbook and the full-length podcast. The workbook includes the worksheets and podcast scripts for all modules relating to this movie, plus our famous How to Establish New Habits guide. Or you can subscribe to our mailing list and receive the condensed email version of our habit guide for free. I hope you request these resources. I know they will help you to live a better, happier, more successful and more rewarding life. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. Join me again for another life-changing lesson very soon. From Movie Life Principles, it's Roger Hart. So long.